You're listening to the Busy Edu Professionals podcast, where we're providing information and inspiration for life before, during, and after the bell. Here's your host, Chappelle Billings. Hi, everyone. This is Chappelle, and we have a very special show today. We're going to talk about travel. Yes, travel. Spring break and summer vacation will be here before you know it. Are you ready? What are your plans for vacation? To talk to us today about travel tips for educators, I have Hinda Pugh, owner of Cruise Planners Bespoke Travel Gurus. Hello, Hinda. How are you today?
I'm great, Chappelle. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. My pleasure. All right. Tell us about yourself.
Okay. No problem. As Chappelle mentioned, I am Hinda Pugh. I'm a travel consultant and owner of Cruise Planners Bespoke Travel, which is an independently owned and operated travel company. And so one of my most favorite things in the world to do is to aid group travel influencers customize unforgettable travel experiences to allow them to focus on the fun and not the fuss of traveling with a group. Chappelle, actually, I have 5 terrific travel tips just for educators.
Okay.
Tip number 1, start early and plan ahead. Mm-hmm. So the best time to do that is once that school calendar is published. So once you have that calendar in hand or on your tablet or on your laptop, note the spring break dates and the end of year school shutdown dates. And that's when you start planning.
Okay.
Then pick a destination either that you've never visited before or one you'd like to repeat visit. Mm-hmm. And one thing I like to tell individuals, including educators, because I come from a family of educators, is be flexible and identify options that will work for you, whether that's cruise or land. And one of the things I heard you mention, Chappelle, I know it is quite cold in several parts of the country. And I know spring break is going to be coming up in several months.
Mm-hmm.
However, now's an excellent time for someone to book a cruise.
And
here's why. So we're coming into a season called wave season. So just like someone's doing a crowd wave, mm-hmm. wave season. And so wave season is categorized by the cruising industry as the best time to book cruises. And so wave season starts in January and goes through March. So that's why it's not too late to start thinking about the spring break trips. And so in wave season, that's where the biggest and the best promotions are offered by the cruise lines. And okay. that's when and where they want to fill up at least between 60 to 90% of the cabins as quickly as they can. Mm-hmm. Biggest and best promotions.
Now, if you all, I'm silent right now because I'm writing all this good stuff down. So how can I fit this into my budget right now?
Okay. So that's actually tip number 2.
Okay.
And that's having a flexible budget.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that's helpful in setting a flexible budget is having those dates in mind and the destinations. And one thing I tell clients, have at least up to 3 destinations in mind.
Okay.
And then identify a budget that you're comfortable with that will allow for flexibility. Now, when I say budget, I'm not just talking about just your flat rate. So what you'll see in a lot of quotes for either cruises or land vacations, a lot of times you will see that flat rate or the before taxes rate.
Mm-hmm.
And often that's a reason for people to get excited, like, oh my gosh, it's such a low rate. I caution, you want to read the fine print and you want to read if that fine print says includes or excludes taxes and fees.
Okay.
So when you're considering a budget, you want to consider whatever the flat rate would be. You also want to take into account taxes and fees and possibly some souvenirs. You may have some family members or friends, or you may see a cute sundress somewhere, some cute sandals, and you want to make sure you have enough extra budgeted that you're comfortable with, just in case you see that must-have or can't-miss item that you want to purchase for yourself.
Okay, so make sure that you budget enough so that you can cover all of those expenses.
Exactly. And if, let's say, let's use a cruise trip, for example. And let's just, for this example, let's say you want to do a repeat trip. So you've been to the Bahamas on a cruise and you loved it. And now you want to go back. So one good starting point is assess what you spent for that original cruise that you took. And you want to allow for some extra above what you pay for that original trip, just to account for inflation, because as the years go on, things can be more expensive. So at least as a starting point, let's say, for example, on that Bahamas cruise, you may have paid $500. Let's just use a very round number, $500. So as a starting point, you may say, you know what? There were some items there. There were some vanilla flavoring. There were some seasonings I wanted to get, and I just didn't have enough the last time. And you may decide, you know what? I may want to have an extra $200 on hand. And let's also, using that same example, you may have broken your pinky toe while on vacation. And that upset your vacation. It didn't derail it, but it did cause some delays in some of the excursions that you may have planned. So, another consideration for this year's budget, for example, could be to include that travel insurance. So, something to keep in mind when you're planning your flexible budget, you want to do your flat rate, account for taxes and fees for potentially travel insurance, and then also souvenirs or, you know, shopping excursions or even shore excursions that you want. You may decide, I want to go skydiving, or man, that zip lining really looks like a good idea. Maybe not for me personally, but you may love it or you may want to try it. So just allow for some extra money just in case you may come across something that you want to try or do
So
or
you
buy.
have to learn the art of balling on a budget pretty
Yes. Yes. And that's where starting early and planning ahead really, really is critical and key.
Okay. All right, so I have budget down. What else do you have for us?
Right. So, tip number three, so remember, of the five terrific travel tips. Tip number three is groups. Groups are fun. So, let's say for your next vacation, you may not have considered traveling with a group. But here's why traveling with a group is fun and can be budget friendly. So, for cruises, a group is as few as eight cabins. And for land vacations, it's as few as 10 trips. And the great thing about traveling with a group is oftentimes you can have better discount pricing. And often there are some perks that are only available for a group.
Now, getting everybody together on the same page, you're traveling with a group can be very nerve-wracking for some. So, how would you suggest navigating that? You really want everybody to go, but everybody have their own ideas about absolutely everything.
Okay. I'm actually experiencing that right now with a group that I am putting together to go on a cruise. First and foremost, that's where I'm integral in helping them with that planning process. And part of what I was able to do, I identified who the group leader or the group travel influencer was. So that person was the one that identified, hey, here's the group that we're going to assemble together for this trip. And then I talked to each of the group members. What do you like? What do you don't like? Because one of the things that you have to be careful with a group is making sure that it's not a cookie cutter type thing and it's not a forced activity. You want to make sure there's a little something for everyone. And so, one of the things I've seen with groups and what kind of brings in the fuss, and so remember, we focus on the fun and not the fuss of group travel is that people are trying to get everybody together every night of the trip. Just like in a family, sometimes you need a break from the group. So the good thing about it is having maybe just a few, depending on the duration of the trip, just a few activities where it's the collective group, but you also build in some on your own time where people can go off on their own safely, of course, but go off on their own. Or if they decide, hey, you know what? I just want to rest today. Today's a rest day for me. And I think if you have one or two nights, let's just say, for example, of a 5-night trip, maybe just one or two nights where the whole group is together. Sometimes that works out great, but you have options available also, just in case there are some people. You may have two that want to go skydiving. You may have three that want to go swim with the dolphins or whale watching. But I think it's important, you know, maybe have one or two group activities, but then have some other options that people can choose from.
And you will come back as a happy family because you didn't fight
Exactly.
the
Exactly. And it'll be an unforgettable, positive travel experience. Yes.
Absolutely.
So the fourth tip of the top five terrific travel tips is travel insurance. And travel insurance, if we think about the previous three tips, travel insurance is something that you definitely want to plan for and you want to budget for. I look at travel insurance similar to health insurance. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Good things about travel insurance is that there are several different options available, and you can pick the option that best works for you. So, for example, two of the main or popular options of travel insurance is, for example, option number one, and it varies based on the provider, but all of them have similar core basis, if you will. So, option one could be you're on a trip, something got interrupted, or you couldn't make the trip, and you may get a future cruise credit. Let's say, for example, if it's a cruise. Option number two, in a lot of cases, is the cancel anytime. So cancel anytime, cancel for anything. You can cancel before your trip. You stubbed your toe. God forbid you broke your leg. Something changed with the job. And so, what I like about that option. And what I like about that option is you can cancel for any time, any reason, and you can get 100% of your refund. Let's say, for example, your flight got delayed, your luggage got delayed. I actually had that happen to me when I was in Italy. My first trip to Italy, I was ready to go. Soon as I made it to Italy from the States, my luggage did not make it with me. And for 3 days, I was without my core luggage. Now, I did have a carry-on that had some basic clothes that I could wear, but I was going to visit a supplier, for example. So I could not go to a supplier in sweatpants. So that's where that travel insurance kicked in. I was able to contact that travel provider, explain the situation, gave them the flight information so they were able to track and be confident that I opened up a trouble ticket so that they could trace it along and also see the progress of what was going on there. So definitely is better to have and not need than need and not have. And then also, anything can happen on vacation. You could get ill, you could drink some water that's not good, and a lot of travel insurance will cover certain medical conditions that may occur while you're on travel. So I have heard horror stories of people on vacation. One guy that I used to work with, he went to Dubai. He was on a four-wheeler, living his best life for his birthday. Someone sideswiped him, and that guy ended up in the hospital in Dubai for 25 days. Did not have travel insurance. Not to be He had a broken pelvis, multiple broken bones, punctured lung, broken ribs. He had some type of head injury. And, you know, I was able to follow through the Facebook page that was set up. But luckily, he had some really good friends that set up a GoFundMe page. So I'm happy to report he is back home, safe and sound, recovering and walking again. But
Good.
just think about you are a family member being on vacation and having, you know, an injury of that magnitude or a lesser magnitude and not having that coverage. So again, better to need to have and not need than to need and not have.
Usually when you are on vacation, you sign those waivers that will hold the operator harmless. So you're over
Yes.
there just without protection. So yes, I can see how that travel insurance is going to protect you.
Rounding out the top five terrific travel tips is tip number five. And this, Chappelle, I think all the tips are good. And I saved the best for last. So, tip number five, educator discounts.
I tell you, yes.
Has its privileges. What a lot of some people know, and some people may not know, but most cruise and land providers offer discounts for educators, military, first responders, etc. And not that's not where it ends, Chappelle. So for certain credit card companies, for example, American Express, they have a host of discounts for their credit card holders, their discounts for seniors. There are discounts for previous cruisers or travelers or land travelers, for example. Always search for that discount and ask for it. So, those are the top five terrific travel tips that I have for today. All right, Chappelle, are you ready to go? Where are you ready to go?
Actually, Hinda, I want to go to Paris. I'm looking forward to going to Paris, and that's on my bucket list.
Awesome. Well, so you have five terrific travel tips, and you know someone you can ask questions of. So I am a Googler. I love Google. Wealth of information. But one thing I tell people that are looking for travel information, travel promotions, travel deals, Google is for looking, travel agents are for booking.
Hold on one second. Say that one more time, Hinda.
Google is for looking. Travel agents are for booking.
Got it.
May sound strange, but true. And here's why. And like I mentioned, I love Google, but let's say you have a mystery illness. Google could have you misdiagnosing yourself. You could be growing a third arm. So you have to be judicious in how you use Google. Lots of information. You can get burned out. You can get overwhelmed and not know exactly what you're looking at. And then also, depending on how long you're looking, you may get eye strain. So we have to be careful about looking at computers or our phones or our tablets for too long, because we definitely want to be conscious of ergonomics and human factors. So, the second part of that, when I said travel agents are for booking, one of the questions that I often get is why a travel agent or Hinda, why you? Why should we book with you versus looking online at another provider? And I'm not going to mention any providers. I don't have anything against them, but this show is for educators. So I'm not trying to promote or denounce any provider. But one of the benefits, one of the main benefits of booking with an agent is you have the complete customer service experience from booking all the way through to when you return home.
So walk
That's
us
just
through that process. So what does that look like?
okay. So before we start with booking, so remember the first tip, we want to start early and plan ahead. Where do you want to go? Looking at your budget. And so, what my clients is based on the destinations they want to go to and the budget that they have, I give them a couple of options to choose from. So, I help them narrow down based on their budget requirements and activities that they want to do. I present them with three options. And then, based on the option that they select, then I will reach out to my travel partner or my travel provider and see if I can negotiate an even better deal for them. The good thing about working, also another benefit of working with a travel agent, there are some providers that will only work with or speak to a travel agent. So even if there is an 800 number, the first thing they're asking for, what are your travel agent credentials? Who are you affiliated with? And they can discern pretty quickly who's legit and who's just trying to get some information. So that complete experience from booking. So we wade through the terms and conditions. We make sure that the clients and customers understand exactly what you are paying for, what you are getting. Like we mentioned before, sometimes somebody will see a deal and they'll see a number and it's like, oh my gosh, I got to get it. But you don't see the behind the scenes, the taxes, the fees. Some land properties, for example, have resort fees. So I just booked a trip to Johannesburg, South Africa for a mother and daughter. And they had seen a couple of options online and they were really, really excited. And I was excited for them because that was my first Africa booking. And I would like to go to Johannesburg one day, hopefully soon. But I started peeling back and looking at some of the information. And I actually had to set up a conference call with them and just walk them through. Here's exactly what this is saying. This resort charges a daily resort fee of $25. And so that's another thing in terms of that flexible budget, those little nuances that you have that are unforeseen, that once you become aware of, that's where you have to add that flexibility to your budget. So a lot of times it's the deciphering of some of the travel jargon. I'm not gonna lie to you, Chappelle. I've been selling travel, air travel, hotel travel, cruise travel for several years now. And I come across some language and I'm scratching my head like, what? So just imagine as a travel professional and seeing some slick different language, just imagine for a consumer. And I would not be a consumer or a client trying to decipher something. Or purchasing a deal somewhere or a perceived deal, and then they get to a resort and they find out that there are hidden fees that they hadn't accounted for and they're stuck.
And who do they call? Who are they calling
Well,
when that when that happens?
depending on how and who they book through. Because right now, that mother and daughter duo are in Johannesburg, South Africa. That is at least a 7 or 8 hour time difference. And I had the mother to download WhatsApp so that she wouldn't incur any international roaming charges. And I advised her, anything comes up, send me a text, give me a
Absolutely.
call. I have her itinerary printed. I also have it on my tablet. I even printed out the travel insurance policy because she lives in Florida, her daughter lives in California. And the policies are different depending on where the resident lives. So I have that right in hand just in case she has any questions. I need to be ready and armed to be able to provide support to her.
Absolutely. It's good to have that person, if you are out of the country, to have that person in your corner, knows your itinerary, knows where you are going, knows all of those little intricate facets of your trip, and
Yes.
feel supported. Okay, Henda, so
Exactly.
if we wanted to get in contact with you, how will we do so?
Well, oh my gosh, Chappelle. I feel like my name and face are almost everywhere. But if wants to get in contact with me, you can give me a call at area code 904-500-5000. 570-9507. I am also on Facebook. So in the search window, if you search for Bespoke Travel Gurus, or you may have to put in Cruise Planners, Bespoke Travel Gurus, you should find a little thumbnail picture of me and a guy next to me. That's my husband. So the easiest way would be either to call and leave a message or to message me on social media.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Henda. I appreciate all of these wonderful travel tips.
Thank you so much for inviting me and for having me. So I really hope that these top five terrific travel tips, educator edition, are helpful. And if you have questions, please feel free to reach out.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Henda.
Thank you, Chappelle. Take care. Happy
Take care.
traveling.
All right, everybody. Until next time, I'll talk to you later.